How many have you forgiven today? Chapter 21, Harsh Truths, Part 2. Celestia can only stare at her hooves in shock. The discussion Luna and her just had has revealed a great many things to her. She will freely admit that she has never felt as liberated as she does at this moment, and yet at the same time so confined. What her sister spoke of is true. She loves Anon. And that, in many ways, is a good and bad thing. The bad is fear of rejection, and the good is having an understanding of the pain she feels in her heart whenever he's near.
How long have you known?
Celestia asks.
No more than a few hours ago. It was thanks to Blossom that I was able to come to this realization.
That is another thing that bothers Celestia. Her sister has also clearly stated that she too has an interest in Anon. Celestia doesn't want all of the good between them to sour over something like this. Though, she's not blind by the fact that neither of them will back down. Not with something like this.
What do you plan to do, knowing how you feel about him?
Luna can sense the worry in her sister. She's right to feel such things, as Luna fully intends to pursue her feelings with Anon. However, there is a way of going about this. One that Blossom and her have discussed in length.
Blossom and I have come up with a plan.
Celestia raises a brow at her sister.
A plan?
Luna nods.
She believes that Anon is in a very delicate stage in his life right now. I'm sure you would agree. Yet, no matter how delicate he may be, you seem to be the pony he relies on the most.
Celestia notices a weird look Luna has, and is about to speak, but Luna holds a hoof up to stop her.
I'm just a little jealous, Tia. I know Anon cares for us both, but I cannot be denied that you two are close.
Luna lets out a sad sigh.
You're the reason he's even here in the first place. You were persistent, visiting him every day, becoming friends far before I could. I understand that. What does that have to do with this?
Celestia asks.
I believe you have the best chance at getting Anon to be interested in a relationship.
Celestia feels a blush cover her muzzle.
You want me to court him? Of course. Do you have a problem with that?
Luna asks with a raised brow.
Luna, I've never courted someone before. How does a pony even go about such a thing, let alone with someone such as Anon?
Luna turns away from her sister.
To be honest, I haven't thought that far. Just that you should be the first to approach Anon about the subject.
Luna brings her gaze back to her sister.
But does the prospect not excite you? Oh, it does.
Just the thought alone is causing Celestia's heart to beat out of control.
I've not felt like this since we first started our war with Griffiths.
Celestia states. Luna nods.
With Anon, this may just turn into a battle. Even I have no idea how resistant he will be to the idea of courting. That is such an aspect we've not seen from him as of yet. All right.
Celestia takes a few deep breaths to calm herself.
This news is appreciated. This solves many problems, but also gives rise to countless others. For now, I believe we should ensure everything is in order for his party.
Luna nods.
Agreed. I have no idea when you should speak to Anon about this, but I leave the rest in your hooves.
Luna is about to get up from her seat, but has her hoof snatched by Celestia.
Lulu, this means a lot to me. Thank you for telling me. However, there is one thing that's bothering me.
She looks up and locks eyes with her sister.
If I am going to convince Anon into a relationship with me, where does that leave you?
Luna gives her sister a confident smile.
The part that's bound to fail. Convincing him to make a herd.
Anon hasn't said a single word after Blossom let out that bombshell. His mind is trying to understand what she means by that. The picture he's holding shows that they were really close. Either best friends, or even more. Yet why would she wish for someone to die?
Let me explain.
Blossom speaks up, noticing Anon's questioning gaze.
I don't know if Luna told you this, but in the early years of Equestria, we weren't at peace with most of the land. So, wars were fought. Luna's knights were the ponies that fought these battles. I've seen a lot of things in my time spent in the Guard. Killed more than my fair share of various creatures as well.
Blossom turns away from Anon to look off into the distance.
Killing things used to bother me back then. I had constant nightmares about the faces of those I had to kill. The look of shock, then fear as they realized what's about to happen, and then nothingness. I could barely sleep a wink in those days. Then I met Sweeping Gills. We were bunked together one night. I seen him around, but this was my first time actually speaking with him.
Anon notices a brief smile on her face, as if she's lost in a sweet memory, if only for a moment.
He comforted me while I was having a nightmare. Idiot climbed into my bunk and spooned me. When I told him to get out of my bunk, he told me to shut up and that he was having a nightmare too. That was the first night I actually got some sleep. When I woke up in the morning, he was still sleeping with a big, stupid-looking grin on his face. After that day, we got to know each other, and even became lovers.
Blossom's smile turns to a grimace.
The happiness didn't last. The war was over. We made it back without a scratch. Sweeps and I got married as soon as we came back and bought this house as well. We wanted to be together. However, after the days turned to weeks, I noticed something strange happening with Sweepy. The war wasn't over for all of us. Herd. Sister, herds aren't as common as they used to be.
Celestia comes in.
I know, Tia. However, I do not want us to fight for him.
Luna's expression turns slightly dark.
And I have no intention of losing him either. Luna.
Celestia doesn't want to say it, but it's a fear that may be a reality.
What if he doesn't want either of us? Worse, what if he only wants one of us? How are we to deal with that? I've thought about that too, sister. I would never think to force Anon to love us. In the end, he is the one that will choose how he will approach the situation. We must simply give him the options. If he chooses both, one or none, we can do no more than to respect his choice. Still, Herd?
Celestia isn't too sure about that. Luna looks at the worry on her sister's face. This isn't the time for them to be worrying about such things. With a small smirk and a slightly raised brow, Luna decides to lighten the mood.
Don't fool yourself, Tia. I'm not interested in you. It's simply the best option for all parties.
Celestia feels her entire face turn red.
Luna, how dare you accuse me of such thoughts?
Luna chuckles some as she leans over and hugs her sister.
That's better. Let's not sour the mood with all these thoughts. A new challenge awaits us, and no matter what happens, I still love you.
Celestia calms a bit as she hugs her sister.
I love you too, Lulu. I just want us both to be happy. So do I. But we should also be ready for the worst. I understand.
They break their embrace from one another.
I would like to say that if all should go according to plan, that I want to be the lead mare in the herd.
Luna states boldly. Celestia rolls her eyes.
How about we try and see if Anon is even interested before discussing all that? Of course. But American dream, can't she? What I said before about wishing he had died, I didn't mean that for my sake. I loved him just as much as I did when we first met. However, despite him being away from the battlefield, he would sometimes lose himself. I never fully understood what was happening. No pony did. Just some ponies that came back weren't the same. His nightmares came back in full force. Not even being beside me was enough to calm him. Worse was when things would remove him from reality. It's hard to explain, but small things would make him afraid.
Anon immediately understands what Blossom is talking about. Yet it seems that Pawnees largely have no idea what it could be, seeing as she doesn't fully understand it herself. It makes sense. As far as he knows, there's been no advancements in the mental department for Pawnees. The best he's ever seen was close to an insane asylum.
You remind me of him.
Anon is brought from thought as he hears Blossom say that.
He cared deeply for his friends, more than I could ever understand. And because of that, he would do things he believed was necessary to make them happy. Though the most you have in common is that fear. I saw it once Twilight was near you. And it was a bit shocking to find someone else with the same problem.
PTSD, Anon says.
Excuse me?
What he had is called PTSD.
Blossom looks confused, but then becomes interested.
You know what he had?
Anon nods.
We humans get it from time to time. It's short for post-traumatic stress disorder. What you two seen in that war was enough to change you. For some people, they can't handle it. And it leads to problems, even when the war's over.
Is there a cure?
Anon shakes his head.
No. There was some medications that could help, but it wasn't guaranteed to work. To be honest, we never fully understood it. The mind is a complex thing, and people are so different that I doubt a cure will ever be made.
Blossom lets out a slight chuckle.
After all this time, it's kinda nice to actually have a name for it.
So, what happened to Sweeping Gales?
Anon asks.
He died of old age. I don't know if I made him happy throughout all those years, but I hope I had. It's one of the few things that haunts me at night.
Blossom lets out a sigh.
So, there you have it. One secret I've never told anyone. So, what about you?
Oh, yeah.
Anon takes a deep breath before letting it out.
There's one thing I never told the sisters, and it's something that bothers me deeply.
Everything appears to be in order. Celestia has looked over the plans for the party, and everything is as it should be. Food is ready to be prepared at a moment's notice, the dining hall is decorated accordingly, and all guards have been informed of the potential guests that are to arrive. However, that doesn't calm the rapid beat of her heart. It's finally sunk in. She feels as gleeful as her sister appeared to be earlier today.
Is everything ready?
Luna asks. Celestia jumps slightly as she turns to face her sister.
Yes.
Luna shakes her head some at her sister's behavior.
Tia, we must keep what we feel to ourselves for tonight. This is a delicate situation. Treat it as such.
Celestia takes a few breaths in and lets it out.
I know, Lulu. It's just still fresh in my mind. I understand. But if you can't keep yourself under control, Anon is bound to know something is wrong.
Celestia nods.
I'll be fine by the time he's arrived. I do hope so.
Luna looks about the room and gives it a once-over.
It looks perfect. How long until the party starts? A few hours. Anon is to arrive on time. I'm sure he'll be here. If not, then we can send word for him. All right.
Luna turns her gaze back to her sister. Her eyes widen some.
Tia, will you please stop sweating so profusely? Is it getting hot in here?
Celestia asks with a nervous chuckle. Celestia levitates a rag to her head, trying in vain to clear the sweat pouring down her face. Luna knew her sister would have a hard time controlling herself, but this is far worse than she imagined.
I can't believe this,
Luna says with a sigh.
Come, Tia. We should bathe you before the party, lest you wish to overpower our guests with your excitement.
Celestia's face once again turns completely red.
It's not...
She quickly reels back her shout.
It's not excitement, Luna. I'm just nervous. Regardless, I can smell you from here. Not to mention that you need a proper dress. Perhaps that will take your mind off things. A dress, yes. I believe that is appropriate. Let's go.
Luna can't believe how childish her sister can be. It's almost like she's the older one at times.
I regret becoming friends with the sisters.
The entire room falls silent. It seems that Blossom was just as shocked with Anand's reveal as he was with hers.
Why?
Blossom looks confused.
It's a complicated thing, to be honest. I don't dislike them. In fact, they're great ponies. Recently, though, there's something that's been bothering me. And that's my limited time on this planet.
Blossom thinks she understands. It's a fear that all living creatures must face, even herself. Still, this doesn't seem like the entire point Anand is trying to make.
You're afraid of dying?
Anand scoffs.
Oddly enough, no. I spend most of my time wishing I was dead ever since I came to Equestria, and I just couldn't find the heart to do anything about it.
Anand falls silent for a few moments to collect his thoughts.
I guess that's not entirely true either. I'm afraid of dying, but not in the same way as others.
What other reason could you fear from dying?
I'm afraid of what it would do to the sisters. The thought of leaving them alone makes dying seem terrifying. Then again, perhaps I'm putting too much importance in how they view me. They've probably lost things that meant far more than me.
He chuckles some.
Does that make me pretentious?
I think it makes you sweet. You care more about how your death would affect those around you than the actual act of dying. So you never told the sisters out of fear for what?
I have no idea, Blossom. Ignorance is bliss. If I tell them, then it would be on their mind. I doubt I can push them away at this point, but I don't think having them counting my ears would benefit anyone.
Once again, the two of them fall in a silence. Anand doesn't know what to say anymore. He'd like to believe that the sisters would move on with their lives, his death having very little meaning to them. Luna's memories being far more haunting to him with his mortality in the balance, as he knows how lonely she's been, even with her sister there.
May I speak my mind on this?
Blossom asks.
You're a free mare.
I believe that what the sisters would cherish the most is the time spent with you, not the time with you. I had to watch the pony I love die of old age, even though I never aged a single day. It hurt, and the days after hurt more. However, despite all the bad things, the war, after the war, the hospital, I'm glad to have been given the gifts of our time spent together.
Blossom looks to her hooves with the sight glossed to her eyes.
I just wish that he didn't have to suffer so much in the end. It's why I hope he understood in his final moments that I did all I could, and I loved him just as much as the first day we met.
I guess the only saving grace is that they don't love me like you loved your partner. We're just friends. And while a friend dying is sad, you get over it in time. I can't even imagine what it must be like to lose a lover.
It's not Blossom's place to tell Anand how the sisters feel about him. That's something he should hear from them. But as much as she wishes to hold her tongue, she can feel a question leave her lips.
And if they did?
Anand chuckles, never turning to face Blossom.
Well, that'd make life unbearable.
This was a lot to take in for a whole chapter. A big backstory, a lot of inner thoughts. It's crazy. But hey, that's what makes it freaking fun. But let's get on to our glamorous donators. Top donators are 630, TacoCat598, Only One Thing, Subaru Orion, and Iron Sky. Darkside, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mortred, Omicron Lyrae, Will Chris, Twinkie, Ridesoul, Baddest Waffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi88, Chancellor Crust, Big Smoke 369, Bobcat GJF, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.